This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 12 noon following opposition protest over alleged police action during students' protest over the NET issue. When the Lok Sabha assembled for the day at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated India's star weightlifters Mirabai Chanu, Chanambam Rishikant Singh, Raja Muthupandi and para power lifter Chandu Kumar on winning medals at the 23rd Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. When the Speaker tried to take up the question hour, the opposition members raised the issue of alleged police action during students' protest. Mr. Birla warned that he will be forced to take action against those members who are attempting to undermine the traditions and decorum of the House. In the Rajya Sabha, the scene was no different. When the House assembled to begin its proceedings at 11 a.m, Union Ministers laid papers on the table. Amid the uproar by the opposition members, the House was adjourned till 12 noon. The government will introduce the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. On Friday, the Union Cabinet had approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. The Supreme Court today agreed to hear tomorrow a batch of pleas alleging excessive use of police force against students protesting over the issue of examination paper leaks. A bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joymala Bagchi and V. Mohana also agreed to take up a separate plea filed by a few family members of those police personnel who were attacked during the protest, along with other listed petitions. Meanwhile, Chief Justice Surya Kant today observed that the right to peaceful and lawful protest is constitutionally protected. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, said he will assist to the court. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the constitution of a high-powered task force on examination reforms, which will be led by renowned technology expert Nandan Nilekani. In a video message, he said the task force will focus on examination reforms and, based on its report, steps will be taken as soon as possible to ensure the credibility of upcoming examinations. The task force will also consist of former IB Director Tapan Deka, former ISRO Chairman S. Somnath, IIT Chennai Director V. Kamakoti. In Nagaland, the Indian Air Force IAF continued its aerial humanitarian operations, evacuating stranded passengers from different parts of the state following widespread disruption of road connectivity caused by the ongoing monsoon-related incidents. Two Indian Air Force helicopters were deployed to the EAC headquarters in Namsang Circle under Longleng District. They successfully evacuated a total of 42 stranded passengers. Earlier, on the 23rd and 24th of July, the IAF had evacuated a total of 148 stranded passengers. The nation is paying tribute to former president and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his death anniversary today. He played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. Dr. Abdul Kalam is also known as the Missile Man of India. He died on this day in 2015. News just in, the government has introduced the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha. India's weightlifting queen Mirabai Chanu has won the first gold medal for the country at the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. She dominated the women's 48-kilogram weightlifting event with a record-breaking total lift of 190 kilograms. India's medal tally now stands at 4 with 1 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. Para power lifter Chandu Kumar had opened the country's account with a bronze medal in the men's heavyweight event on the opening day of the competition. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. IMD said Odisha will experience widespread to extremely heavy rainfall under the influence of a depression over the northwest Bay of Bengal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.